It's our Troy Locker Room chat here on KNZA. It's now time for the basketball season, but guy we used to talk to a little bit during the football season. That's Derek Jasper, the head coach of the Trojan girls team. And obviously, we have a good relationship with you, coach, and we appreciate it very much. But a double-digit win season a year ago, just a, kind of a final tip of the cap to what you saw from your team in 23 and 24.
Yeah, and that was important to get a winning season. I think we'd went 7 seasons in a row without a winning season. One of them might have been a 500 record or something, but important to get that winning season, especially as good as the TVO girls league was from top to bottom last year. And I think we went close to 500 in league play. And gosh, I think by the end of the year last year, we had a mindset that we could beat anybody. And we did take Centralia, who went to the state tournament, out of our sub-state right down to the wire in the sub-state semifinal up at Highland, and tie game with, you know, a minute to go. We end up losing that by 6, and kind of felt devastated about that, but that's kind of just the way it went. And I hope that can happen again, that we get that good and show that much improvement by the end of the year that we really walk onto the floor feeling like we could beat anybody. And on a given night, I think we probably are capable of that, but you know, you're always going to have off nights in basketball. So proud of what we did last year and looking forward to carrying some of that momentum into this season.
I want to talk about your junior guard and Harper Wettstein. I remember covering you guys a couple of years ago when she was a freshman on the floor for the first time, watching her play and thinking, man, as a freshman, she's pretty darn good. I think she had like 15 or 16 points in the game I remember covering a couple of years ago. Well, you get her back. She's a third-team All-State selection a year ago. She gave you about 15 points a game her freshman year. She goes for 20 a game her sophomore year, and you know, averaging about 5 steals as well and nearly 4 assists. She's you could argue maybe the best guard in the league, and obviously a new league with the NEKL, but Harper kind of leads that charge. And what's kind of the expectations? What do you see from her?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's going to have a big year. Now, I think she's probably going to draw more attention than usual. I think a lot of teams in our new league will probably focus on her. I think some of the teams in the TBL thought, hey, we're good enough just to play, do what we always do. And so we'll probably see some junk and stuff, but yeah, a really good player, really long and active on the defensive end. That's how she gets all those steals, and some of the defensive things we do kind of promote that for her. But, you know, really good shooter. Like, shot 82% in free throw line last year. Maybe could improve that 3-point field goal percentage a little bit. She actually shot better her freshman year from 3 than she did last year. But like I say, took probably more of them and more of the defenses were focused on her. But, you know, we're relying on her to do a lot and we're counting on her. And, you know, if she does draw that special attention, we hope that our other players are able to get some open shots and open looks, because we have some other players that are capable of having some big nights also. Harper is definitely one of the best players in the area, if not the state. So a really good player. Love coaching her.
Two returning starters, you know, down in the post, Allie Franken, Emerson Weber, I would expect, you know, probably quality, high expectations for those two down low.
Yeah, not great size, more like hybrid guards almost, but that's just kind of what we've been dealt. You know, our tallest player being 5'7", but we've got a couple of those 5'7" girls that are going to have to, you know, step up big inside for us, and they can both play outside and handle some things in the paint. Then you know, our other returning starter, Gracie Grable, kind of a guard, can really get hot from 3 some nights and is a fast athletic player also. So those 4 seniors and, you know, those 3 seniors and 1 junior with Harper are kind of locked in at starting spots. And then we got a little competition for that 5th starting spot between 2 juniors, Nicole Judd, Allison Grable, and another senior, Mackenzie Christensen. So been competitive in practice, but we've only had 8 or 9 girls practicing on a lot of nights. So our numbers are really down, kind of like they always are. And I hope to get another freshman back. And one of our seniors, Macy Grable, who tore her ACL last year in the basketball jamboree, actually has another little knee surgery. And hopefully she'll be back before Christmas, too.
Yeah, Macy Grable, you mentioned, has had some injuries over the last couple of years. But hopefully getting her back around Christmas time would add a little bit of depth and a little more addition to the roster. But you guys go to Hiawatha on Friday for the season opener. What can you tell us about them? They seem to be a little guard heavy. They lose Abby Elfner, who was one of the better players in the Big East League, but obviously they have some experience and a new head coach in Stacy Jasper.
Yeah, still keeping it in the family. Now I get to coach against my sister-in-law. I finally got to beat my brother once last year, and I guess that forced him into switching over to the boys. But it'll be Stacy's debut, so I'm sure she'll have those girls ready to rock, and she knows our players pretty well, and I'm sure they'll do a lot of the same thing that they've done as she was assistant for my brother the last few years. So kind of planning on them doing a lot of the same stuff. That's kind of what we're preparing for. I know they've got some talent there. The two Nelson girls have played some travel ball with, even on Hartford's team. So, you know, they got some players there and know they'll be ready to go. And I always love playing up the Roundhouse. I think it's one of the best gyms and arenas in the area. So it'll be a fun trip.
Yep, there it is. Troy at Hiawatha on Friday nights. Of course, you can view that on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. That's Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper as we're off and running here for the 24-25 basketball season. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks.